Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Sans Pants Radio.
I am Turok!
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Thumb Cramps, a video game podcast for those whose thumbs are cramping. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
And today we're going to be looking at Super Mario 3D All-Stars and only that. And of the Super Mario 3D All-Stars trilogy or trilogy of Mario games, we each picked one.
Yes.
We didn't each try to play all three Mario games to review. That would have been suicidal. So I picked, starting from the most recent one and going back, I guess, picked Super Mario Galaxy, a game I love very much and that I had on the Wii, so I thought it was appropriate. And I finished it. I didn't finish any of the others. So I think the first thing I noticed when I was playing this is that my movement is way worse and way more limited than any other Mario game I've ever played.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember that from Super Mario Galaxy, but like, especially coming off Odyssey. In Odyssey, you're like a little bean, you know?
Yeah,
you're jumping around the place, flinging your damn body into walls. But in Super Mario Galaxy, Mario has this weird, like, gorilla physique where his arms feel really long and his legs feel really short. And your kind of only move really is like your typical Mario triple jump, backflip, and long jump, and a spin. And that's it. That's all you got to work with. And it's not so bad, but it is just like super noticeable right off the bat. You're like, oh, I'm a slower, more gorilla-like Mario.
Mario, yeah, okay. One step back in his evolution.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, he may be gorilla, Mario, but he got a space. So
yeah,
it's where
you win some, you know?
It's where the Italian and the ape Venn diagram touch.
Yeah. When they were pitching this, they had a little cardboard cut out of Mario, and they pulled a sheet away to reveal space. Little caveman Mario in space. That's the game.
Well, this is that weird thing. It's a bit of trivia. I don't know if you know this, Jack. But
yeah,
in the development of Galaxy, they wanted to have Donkey Kong as a playable character.
Yeah.
But they ran out of time and a bit of budget. So instead of having like the ability to switch between ape or Italian, they just figured they'd just slam it all together. And that might be why
that makes sense.
Mario has a bit more of an ape-like physique and control. Yeah.
Big Boy Donkey Kong and Mario Space Time Adventures.
Yes,
that was the original title.
So you do know about this?
I think I remember reading that somewhere. Yeah, absolutely.
Nintendo Power.
Yeah. I was reading it in my copy of what was that old Nintendo comic book about a Nintendo themed superhero?
Captain N.
Captain N. I was reading it in Captain N. Anyway. Another thing that I've found about Super Mario Galaxy is that it is shockingly easy. I think it's probably the easiest Mario game I've ever played. As a kid, I sucked at it. I didn't know what I was doing. Mm-hmm. But now, like, I've breezed through it. I'm at, like, the last hub world where there's the last five galaxies or whatever before the boss.
Yep.
And I'm just like, oh, I'll take care of this.
Yeah. Taking care of business.
Exactly. I'll take
Jackson's
care of
Italian.
Business. I'm Italian now. That's what happened. I played it too much. I'm space Italian now.
Yeah.
But like, I don't even mind that it's so easy because it's such a blast to play.
Yeah. We'll get to it in my section of this, but there's going to be a weird distinction between all three games' difficulty levels because Nintendo, as they kind of carried on between consoles, they did a weird thing between both Nintendo 64 and GameCube and Wii when it came to game design. And it means that Wii games are, like, way easier.
You can tell.
Yeah. Because, with Wii, they were like, oh, it's a console for everyone. We want to, like, streamline everything as much as possible so anyone can just pick up any game and play it. So it means games like Mario don't get super, super hard. But with Sunshine, GameCube was meant to be for gamers. And the games look, I guess, in air quotes, kiddie. But the difficulty is about a 10 out of 10 in most of the games. And we'll get to it later when I maybe review Sunshine, or maybe Jack, maybe Zama's reviewing Sunshine.
We don't know. Not to bury the lead. Another thing that is very, Super Mario Galaxy was for the Wii, and you can tell. So many motion control segments that I'm like, this was not designed, first of all, for the Switch, and second of all, for the Switch handheld. There's this nightmarish, it's like a mini game galaxy, where you're surfing on top of a stingray.
Yeah.
And wow. So you're meant to do it with the Wiimote, and that's, I mean, it's not great, but it was kind of like a more natural fluid motion instead of getting your console, your Switch, like angling it forward so that you have to like peer over the top of the Switch to see what you're doing and then angle it from side to side. The amount of times Mario just flies off into a black hole cries. That is one great thing to recommend Super Mario Galaxy, is it's the only Mario game, aside from Super Mario Galaxy 2, where Mario dies by going into a black hole. That rules. He gets spaghettified to death.
Does it say too bad when you die in Super Mario Galaxy?
I think it does. I think it does.
You're dead.
Too bad. You got eaten by the black hole, Mario. Yeah. Something that has amused me greatly is that... You find Luigi at one point in one of the levels, Luigi's like, oh, I'll go find you other stars. I'll be throughout the galaxy. And the Toad gives you a little postcard that's got a photo of where Luigi is, and you have to go find him.
Yeah.
I've just ignored that, so it amuses me greatly to imagine Luigi waiting desperately for Savior while I'm out having fun in the other galaxies. Luigi can rot as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, the second Italian in space didn't survive.
Yeah, he's dead, is what's happened to old Luigi. Another interesting thing that I found is, there were a couple of things in the game that you aimed your Wiimote at the sensor or whatever, and you manipulated a hand on the screen. But obviously you can't do that with the Switch, so you use your finger, you use the touchpad. And that's made collecting the little star bits just a breeze, because you're just like rubbing your finger all over the screen or whatever. And it was the kind of thing I don't think you could really do, or you didn't do as much, unless you were playing with a second player who could play as a disembodied hand on the Wii and just grab the star bits. Like, so all of the weird Vore sections where one of the Loomers is like, feed me, I always have enough star bits for them. And I'm like, that's interesting. That was a kind of hassle when I was a kid, but it's not now. The touchscreen as well is a bit annoying because, I mean, again, some of those things were meant to be really fluid, but now you're like, again, peering over your screen and jabbing at it like an orangutan.
Playing Mario like Donkey Kong. That's good.
Yeah, absolutely.
So just on that, because you haven't played this docked, have you?
No, not yet.
Yeah, so one thing that they've done, for all of the games, is that apart from very minor touches, these are just emulation of the original game. Absolutely. So they didn't remove motion control from the...
Why would you?
The Wii version. So when you're playing it docked, there's still a cursor on the screen, so you.
But
use
you're just
the
manipulating
Wiimote.
It with the.
You use the Joy-Con to point. Yeah, apparently calibration for that not great because it's not what it's made for.
Yeah, I can't imagine that would work very well.
Does not shock me to hear that. To be honest,
this game was made in 6 months. that has also come out because Nintendo just assumed people wouldn't care that much about this release, despite the fact that most of these games are very hard to find.
Yeah, that's
once again,
crazy.
This does not shock me.
Yeah.
Super Mario Galaxy 2 is not on this collection simply because they ran out of time.
Yeah, which is such a shame because I've never played that. And people say it's the better one. You get to fill Yoshi with air or whatever.
Yeah.
I love the noises Mario makes. When you come back from getting a star, he goes, oh, yeah. It's like he's a little bit puffed. He like wipes his brow. Oh, yeah. I've been just like really enjoying Mario noises at the moment. It's annoying my partner a lot. Occasionally I do the, whoa. You know, Mario's, whoa. What a great noise. Whoa. Oh, yeah. I just find that soundbite particularly hilarious because it's not like cool or like,
it
I don't know. It
doesn't sound like he's like happy that he succeeded.
Yeah, he's just like, oh, okay, that's done. That's another thing Mario's done. Oh, yeah.
The sounds very apathetic, you know?
Yeah, it's great. Love it. The Bowser boss fights are quite boring, I found. I remembered them being really intense, and the music is insane. The music is like this powerful orchestral. I feel like I'm fighting, like, God. I don't know. Yeah, I feel like I'm on the shores of heaven fighting God with a knife, but instead I'm just playing tennis with Bowser's spinning body. And it's just not super exciting. But still, the level designs rule. The like ability to run around a globe is still super fun so many years later. Like, still shockingly fun being like, oh, and I jump, and then the gravity of the second planet will pull me in. Mm. Cool. That's, I don't know, that's still exciting. That's still heaps of fun.
Is any of it bad?
Mario's body is weird. Like I said, he's got gorilla arms and it upsets me. I don't know. I feel like maybe the simplicity of the levels is a bit of a bummer.
Yeah.
Again, I remember them being a little bit more in depth, and when I was worse at it because I was a kid, I was like, well, I want to explore these levels completely. But now that I'm an adult and I can just breeze through them, I'm like, why would I? Like, what do I get out of it? And especially because it's so easy with the touchscreen to get the star bits, and you get 100 star bits, you get a life. And also there are like extra lives just like
everywhere.
The place is filthy with them. It's not like I ever need to explore to be like, oh, where am I going to find another life? Because there's just nothing. There are secret stars in a lot of the levels, which I haven't really tried to find. So maybe that will give me something to do. But
that doesn't sound like something you'd enjoy.
Not really.
No.
Not really. Yeah. They're cool when I find them by accident, but I'm not going to search around.
Because if you find one by accident, that's one less thing you have to do, because you
presumably
are going for the least amount of stars required to fight the final boss.
Minimum star run. Yeah, absolutely.
I know.
I
know what you're like.
If I can get that done, then that's the dream. Yeah. If I could do it with no stars, I'd be happy. If when Peach gets taken away by the big UFO at the beginning, I got a little prompt that was like, does Mario care? And I could say no, I would have.
Well, you'd say no, but you wouldn't have read the text box. You'd just be like,
yes, 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 whatever. I don't care. And then someone would have later been like, you know, you can just not play the game. What?
That's the easiest way not to read any text box, to just not turn on the game.
Jackson Bailey, Super Mario Galaxy 0% run, and I just snap the disc.
So all in all, how'd you reckon?
I would say, look, it's five thumbs. Like, it's such a fun game. The music rules. The power ups are super fun. Being able to be a little bee and be a cute little bumblebee Mario, great. Mm. Being a spring Mario, also good. Being Ghost Mario, great. I like that whenever I lose a race, I lose a life. Like, somehow losing a race to a penguin killed Mario. Love it. All of that's great. And I'll definitely finish it because I'm breezing through it, which is one of the benefits of it. So five thumbs. It's a great game. And the port, still super fun. The fact that it's on, aside from the motion controls, the fact that it's on the Switch, no problems.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, JD? What have you been playing out of the trilogy of Mario games?
So Jackson had Space Italian. I have Wet Italian. I have been playing Super Mario Sunshine for the first time in, I reckon, upwards of 10 years. And I have the hard one of the three and the wet one of the three. Because, this is when Nintendo were like, GameCube's for gamers. Our controller's really intuitive. Let's just ramp up the difficulty of all of our games. Everyone's played Nintendo 64. They've beaten Mario 64, so they want a challenge. So I've been playing this for a couple of hours, and let me tell you, I am not good at it anymore. So I've played a little bit of Super Mario 64 and a lot of Sunshine and none of Galaxy so far, but I have seen a little bit of the gameplay of Galaxy from this port. And I think that Sunshine is probably the one that benefited the most from this. So they've made it widescreen, and they've fixed the draw distance so you can see a little bit further than you could on the GameCube version. Those little touches have made a world of difference. The controls and the camera still do feel like it's 2006 or whatever. There's definitely some areas of the game where the camera tries to find Mario, and Mario's in between two walls, and it's just like, oh, I guess I'm...
I give up.
Yeah, I just...
I the camera,
just
not
see.
Happening.
It's Super Mario Sunshine is always seen as like the weird one out of all the 3D Mario games, because most of the puzzles are solved by shooting things with a water cannon. Flood.
That is weird.
Rather than jumping on enemies' heads, you've got to like spray them, and you've got to clean a town which is covered in graffiti. The plot of Super Mario Sunshine is that a mysterious Shadow Mario rocked up with a magical paintbrush, just went to Delfino Isle and just messed all of their shit up.
He's drawing their lives.
Basically the equivalent of going to a town and drawing a big penis on it, I guess.
Oh no.
Yeah,
Mario hates graphs, so he's stopping it. He's stopping it in his
Mario
damn tracks.
Mario has no issue with graphs. He probably loves it, in fact. But the issue is that he gets blamed for it
because he
looks like him. Anyway, it's revealed that it's Bowser Jr. who then kidnaps Peach, because Bowser has told Bowser Jr. that Peach is his mom.
That's crazy. Because, like, the plot of Galaxy is just, like, Bowser's collecting the stars you need to collect. Stop him. They clearly were, like, after the Super Mario Sunshine, they were like, do we need this level of deep lore in our Mario games? I don't know that we do.
Yeah, so some of the massive, massive pluses of this is it's nowhere near as just, like, obvious, I guess, as some of the other games. Like, even the very first... So rather than collecting stars, you collect shines, which are... Look, it's basically the same thing. They just look different.
Yeah.
I reckon in every single Mario game, if you fire it up, you go to the first level where you have to collect... Like a 3D Mario game where you have to collect a star or something. You can just jump into the first level and you immediately know exactly what you have to do. I think when I first did this... on the Switch, I went into the first level. I was like, I'm gonna have to think about this one for a second. Look, the soundtrack for this rules. The cutscenes are weird because Mario, like Peach and stuff like that, have full voice animation.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, Toads talk as well. And like Mario has had that before. Like, well, this was the first time it happened, but since then it's happened.
Yeah,
but yeah, it is strange. Mario seems like a big doofus.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Sure.
One thing that I totally forgotten about Sunshine though is when Mario jumps out of the plane in the very first start of the game.
Yeah.
I was like, he looks weird. What's wrong? It's because in this Mario's on holiday, so he's wearing a t-shirt rather than a long sleeve shirt.
That's great.
That's when you know Mario, he on break time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so
reveal
funny.
Reveal of the forearm.
He's still wearing gloves and overalls, but he just has...
They're his relaxing overalls.
Yeah, he's
crazy. Party gloves.
Yeah, it's just so funny. And there's lots of just like little things like that. They've just made the game seem like it has massive holiday vibes.
That's great.
That's cool.
The level designs, the actual levels themselves aren't super big, so I guess that's kind of a bummer. But some of the levels are crazy. Like, the third or fourth level is, like, a theme park, and, like, there's a shine associated with pretty much all of the rides, and they operate in different ways. Like, there's a boss battle where you're on a roller coaster. So that's
great.
Fun. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It has such, like, weird charm about it, and it feels like a Mario game where they experimented with it heaps, but they didn't end up making, like, a boring game. They just made, like, a really strange and fun-to-play game that's also difficult.
How does the flood handle? The flood always seemed like very confusing to get a kind of grip on when I was a kid.
So they,
but I was like a kid, so I don't know.
They changed the controls a little bit to make it a bit easier, but because I played the GameCube one, my brain took a little bit to adjust, which is flood used to have inverted controls. So push a controller stick down and flood shoots up.
God.
But now it's like down is down and up is up. Mm. So
that's better. That's nice.
Yeah. Flood controls. Fine. Like I said, it took me a little bit to get used to that, but that's only because I think my brain was like, no, this is what it used to be like. I don't remember much about this, so it feels like I'm playing a brand new Mario game, and it's fun.
Yeah.
One massive bummer about this, about everything to do with the 35th anniversary of Mario, which is why this game was released, and something we haven't touched on, so obviously, happy birthday, Mario.
Happy birthday, Italy turns
35 this year.
Yeah.
Mamma Mia.
Amazing.
Well done. Unfortunately, as a consequence, the long-running XXX title, Peach's Untold Tales, has been taken, served a DMCA notice.
No!
But Peach Tittos.
Yeah, it's one of the longest-running hentai games. It's been in development for 8 years.
Sad.
Peach going around getting railed by various things. The creator, unfortunately, this week...
Had to announce.
Yeah.
That's such a shame. Nintendo.
All he's got to do is change her name to like Apple or another
kind
of fruit.
Just a couple of little changes here
Nectarine.
And there.
Nectarine.
Yeah. I think Nectarine's a lovely name.
But also, you got to be pretty proud that your porno game was so successful that Nintendo got involved. So,
well, a lot of people are speculating that, so it was obviously able to run and was quite popular for 8 years. So Nintendo are clearly working on their own version, which is probably why they're taking it down.
That makes sense. That, maybe they'll hire some of the developers.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Yeah.
Okay. Well, good luck to them.
Yeah. Super Mario Sunshine, there is a few flaws, so I guess that's a few bad things. So I probably can't give it the full five thumbs, but I mean, I am having a good time. I'll keep playing it. I'm going to clock it. I have to clock it. I'm addicted to clocking.
It's
got to
be clocked. Yeah. Yes. You're a clock fiend, dude.
You love to clock.
Mm. Yeah.
So all in all?
Probably four thumbs and a knock.
Damn. Four thumbs and a knock.
That's pretty good.
All right. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the fact that Nintendo won't let me get my jollies off to Princess Peach sucking off a Goomba or whatever, that's probably two thumbs.
Yeah.
It is protecting the youth from smut. But us adult gamers, we deserve the right to see such horrible, heinous acts.
I'm going to give that five thumbs because I need to be stopped. So it's been the right thing.
It helps fight your crippling addiction.
Yeah, to specifically Peach-themed pornography. So that is good.
Okay. Well, I guess, look, I maybe drew the short straw here because I ended up playing Mario 64, and partly is because like I'd never actually played Mario 64, so I was a little bit excited about playing Mario 64.
One of the games that is still considered one of the greatest games ever made, a huge leap in technology.
Yeah. Exactly.
Just really changed the face of gaming.
Absolutely.
When it released.
Sure did when it was released. So now, okay, so
Mario gets a letter. It's from Princess Peach. It says, "Mario, come to the castle. I've baked you a cake. Love from Princess Toadstool. Peach."
Whatever. That is all fine. This is not my,
I'm
I
glad
guess,
that's
right
okay.
Here.
Yeah. Cake.
I guess I'm trying to work out best way. So we played it docked.
Yep. Okay, that's good.
So we played it docked initially, and so it's, again, a massive leap forward for gaming at the time and what games could do.
Games are still influenced by that today.
It is a very old game, and it shows. It is incredible to see the leaps and bounds that we have had since playing this game.
Yeah.
Just graphically alone, you're like, oh, it's nice that it used to be dog shit, and that is what it was. Like the repeating patterns on the like the terrain and the environments are just kind of repeating and repeating. And you're like, oh yeah, now that looks garbage. It's incredible just how much we've gone from there. The controls, sorry, not the controls, the camera, again, maybe, look, I understand that that ape went and merged with Mario for
in
Galaxy,
Super Mario,
but it feels like in Mario 64 that particular ape might have control of the camera.
Okay.
So for certain segments, you get to press it and move around it, and so rather than a lovely fluid movement, it's kind of like that ape is leaping from fixed point to fixed point, slamming into a wall, and then just maybe zooming right in to try and get the perfect shot of Mario's nuss. I'm not sure why this particular ape has an obsession, but he definitely does.
So this is one of the huge downsides of the port not changing anything. The camera just sucks because Nintendo 64...
so bad.
Nintendo 64 have the C buttons, and the C stands for camera. So the reason that the camera moves a certain amount is because it's a button press. But you're controlling it with the right stick. So when you press it, it's just swinging.
Not good.
So
that's very frustrating. And again, because it's, a new 3D platformer, it has that sort of same, I guess, not problem, but control that, like, say, Crash Bandicoot had, where you're jumping and you're a bit slippy. So you're like, oh, I'm a bit slippy. I don't know why, but I feel like maybe there's a lot of polish on my shoes that I'm slipping and sliding. And so, like, that just took a little bit to get used to. It was clearly never intended to be played on a TV screen that was big.
I can imagine that.
Boy, did it have problems. So because we've sort of been playing a lot of like Mario games recently with my partner. Like we played Paper Mario. You know, she's now playing
Luigi's
Mansion. And so she's having a fun time with that. So we're like, oh, whatever. It's another thing we can kind of play together. And like do that. This game gave her a headache. It was that jittery in terms of just a visualization. And I was like, I'm not getting that same effect, but I am. It's making me feel uncomfortable. So I played it on the dock and decided, like, you know, as an, I played it handheld, not dock, to see if that changed things. It did. It did dramatically change that. So it wasn't as, like, I guess, nauseating.
Yeah.
And I gave it to her and said, like, hey, can you just, you know, play around with that for a few moments and see what happens? And, again, she was like,
yeah,
it's,
okay,
it's better, but it's still not great. So I didn't really play a lot of it. We kind of just, like, you know, dicked around a fair bit to see, like, how it handled. And not great.
Took it for
things
a test,
I did
right?
love about it, though, was that I didn't realize that a main function of this game was punches. So,
oh, yeah. Mario loves he does to punch. Punch, kick. It's great.
Yeah. His kicking animation, big fan. It just his foot just gets engorged for a moment. Yeah. And just that I'm a huge fan of.
Puffy foot kick. That's
just
it.
A big puff foot. His ability to kind of crawl along the floor like a big baby.
Yeah.
Big fan.
Why did they get rid of that?
So there's a few things there that I was a big fan of. Some things that was really annoying was like this hitbox. So trying to grab that big bob-omb guy, a kick bob-omb or whatever, and like hurl him around. Because the controls, again, they're so dated, you either are kind of like sliding through him or you have to like, kind of like that ape getting into Mario's noose. You kind of got to get into the bob-omb noose and grab him. Because otherwise you're just like missing him completely and you're like, but I'm net right next to him. I don't understand. I guess if you have no nostalgia for this game, don't play it.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
Bad. It is because it's a straight port. It is just that. It is just a straight port. And the fact that Nintendo are charging like $80 for this, and I understand, like, oh,
Australian.
But you get three games. I'm like, well, yeah, but no.
Hang on. Show you're working there. Nintendo say you're getting three games.
One is dog shit. Absolute dog shit. No. It's a lazy port. And I think this is where I appreciate their grift. Like, I can understand that this is a great hustle and well done, Nintendo, especially when you combine it with the fact, like, yeah, it's limited edition. It's only available for a short amount of time. So if you want it, go buy it, which is something that, like, I was not going to purchase this, but then I heard, like, oh, it's going to be, like, only available for a short amount of time. I'm like, oh, then maybe I should grab it. So I did. And, look, I appreciate their hustle, and I respect that. But, like, it just reeks of laziness. Like, this is, to me, kind of something that they really shouldn't be doing, especially if they want to have goodwill towards, I guess, fans of these particular games. Unless this is, like, if they had dropped the price point to, like, $30, so it was, like, you know, basically $10 a game, something like that, this would be a lot more forgiving. But the fact that they're pricing this like a AAA game, I think that's a bit rich.
Well, they're not. It's not the price of a AAA game, but...
$20 short of a AAA
game. Yeah, which is... Some My indie bad. Games are like $70, which sucks. Yeah. The pricing in Australia sucks, but also...
It's $79 on the Nintendo store.
Okay. Well, that's still... Anyway, one thing also that's going to make you... I don't know if it'll make you... It won't help the situation, but the Nintendo Super Mario 64 has had graphical improvements.
Yeah.
That's
I think
that's
more than any of the others.
Yeah, that's not how
you're
it
playing
looks.
A pretty version of Super Mario 64. See, it's I remember it. Playing it because I played Super Mario 64 for the actual Nintendo 64 about 2 years ago.
Yeah,
I played it. I got about 40 stars, and I don't remember having any of these problems with it. I don't know if I don't know if that's just is like the port is so terrible, but like when I was playing it on the Nintendo 64, I was like, oh yeah, this is just Mario.
So Jackson, I played it. When you were playing it, I had a go on Nintendo 64 about 2 years ago.
Yeah, I remember
I've also played Bob-omb Battlefield on this port. Let me tell you, it's exactly how you remember it, Jackson. There's no real issues. Some of the camera stuff sucks, but
I don't know.
It's a Nintendo 64 game.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's a Nintendo 64 game. It's exactly like it's a port. It's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And
it just
reeks of laziness. Yeah. And I think if they had put a little bit of time, effort, energy into this, they could have done something like nicer. But I don't know. This to me is kind of like them parading the baby photos of Mario at this 21st, and he's like, "Please don't. It's embarrassing. I've a change since then." I don't know. I think for $80. It just feels like a little bit of a spit in the face. don't know. If you're a fan of if you're a fan of Mario 64, you've already bought it. You're enjoying it. You're having a good time. But if you've never played Mario 64 or any of these sort of games before, and you have no nostalgic kind of attachment to it, you're kind of like, oh wow, we've improved in such a short amount of time, and these games kind of suck to the point where I'm like, I don't think I'd play it. I just wouldn't. Like, if they updated it so like the gameplay was a lot more smoother, like the camera controls were a lot better, and they kind of made it more of an adaptation, so it was like handled a lot better, then like oh yeah, fair enough. This maybe would warrant the $80 price tag. But it just doesn't.
How many thumbs? What are we talking? Two? Like one? Zero one thumbs? Thumb. Jill Zama going to give Super Mario 64, one of the all-time classic video games, 0 to 1 thumb. That will rule. I will be so happy when that happens.
I'm thinking more it's like -5 thumbs.
Hell
to be honest.
-5
Hell
thumbs.
Hell yeah. That rolls. Yeah. Unplayable. That's so powerful. Yeah.
It's it's not that it's unplayable. It's just that it is such a transparent marketing ploy, or it's such a transparent kind of it just kind of makes me feel a little bit kind of deflated.
Yeah
it just makes me feel, again, extremely disappointed and deflated that I'm like, oh okay, that's what they've done. All they've done is just kind of, rather than
copy and paste
it,
job
and then copy and paste, charge $80 and be like, Nintendo fans are gonna like love this. They're just going to, anyone who love a Mario, they're going to love this, and then we're going to make bank. And you know what? They're right.
Yeah.
So, well done, Nintendo.
Yeah.
5 thumbs for that. appreciate that hustle, but Christ.
I mean, like, I got to assume that Nintendo are making more money with the Super Mario 3D All-Stars than any of the Crash or the Crash or Spyro like remakes did. Yeah. And I don't want to play the Crash and Spyro remakes, but I want to play Super Mario 64. I will.
Please do. Have a good time with it, because you know you played it when you were a kid, and that's fine. But it just is. It's just so hollow. I found playing it very hollow. I found the kind of concept extremely hollow. Learning about the development and everything like that, again, very hollow.
Where'd you learn about the? The stuff I told you. I thought you meant like bonus features, because I was like, there's none. There's the soundtrack
at all. It's
you
all
get
it is.
The soundtrack, baby. Ooh. Hell yeah.
Unless you turn off the screen if you want to listen to it, that's good.
Found it, very, very hollow. If they had released something like, hey, we're doing this as a limited edition, every person who buys like a physical copy or a digital download of it, it comes with a code that, hey, we're going to revamp Mario, whatever it is.
If you buy this game, okay, Mario a bit will of good... suck you off.
Yeah, like there's a sense of goodwill there. But to me, they've kind of lost any sense of goodwill.
I just think with Nintendo, who have released Super Mario, new Super Mario Brothers for the Wii U Deluxe like 5 billion times, how any of this is shocking, I don't understand.
If anything, this is actually...
This is like almost shocking from Nintendo, because like as if they would give us this much.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Nintendo were famous for not want, like, I mean, like Nintendo also have lost money spectacularly in the past just by doing stuff like this. So I don't even think this counts as a money grab. I think it's just a Nintendo weird call, like every decision they make.
Yeah, they love to. I mean, yeah.
I don't know if you're aware of this, Emmett. So like for the 35th anniversary, they're doing a bunch of stuff. Some of it is free, some of it's not. So this isn't a free one, but. The first Super Mario Brothers game, if you're a Nintendo Switch Online member, you get Super Mario Brothers 35 for free, which is it's the same as the Tetris 99, except it's Super Mario Brothers. So as you complete the level, I'm not expecting this to change your review, so don't worry about that. I'm just saying, like, Nintendo are doing like heaps of weird stuff, and it's all very strange, and I don't know why they didn't just package it all together.
But it's a classic Nintendo move. Like, they loved, I mean, I think every single Super Mario game that we've reviewed today is an example that Nintendo just loves to make strange calls.
Yeah.
They're like, everybody loved Super Mario 64 because it was simple and straightforward. So let's make Super Mario Sunshine a strange holiday themed puzzle. Water-based platformer, and then they're like, everybody loved our complicated Sunshine game. Let's make a game set in space with Mario, you know, with gorilla arms or whatever. Nintendo love to make strange calls like that. So it's just, for me, I think just I'm not shocked. And also I'm like, that's the video game industry.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's life.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I get it. I understand why it is. I can be just like...
Oh, hey, no, I'm not. I'm not saying your review's unfair. Legitimate, my friend.
You've been waiting 20 years to play this game, and it wasn't good. Yeah. No, I mean, I would probably give Super Mario 64 in its current state probably 4 thumbs.
Mm.
My
thing is, you played it as a kid. You have that nostalgic brain.
That's correct.
And that's fine. Mm. And that's the thing. I guess it's kind of like the idea of like, okay, I'm playing a little bit of gaming history. Mm. And you can have that, and that's what it should be like, you know, almost touted as. And like, if that's what they're kind of doing, to be like, hey, this is like, you know, gaming history, played as it was, you know, originally there, that's fantastic. But then it's kind of like, also, we're charging you $80.
Yeah.
I think if it was kind of, again... I think what's probably griping me the most is the price tag in comparison to the games. And I think if they kind of had this at a lower price point, I think I wouldn't be kind of as disappointed with it as I currently am.
Mm.
So what were you expecting?
Great question.
I guess what I was expecting was as a smoother game, as opposed to kind of like a direct port, I thought maybe they would update it. But... Or at least, have this kind of concept where it's like, okay, we are making it for the Switch, so let's not make it dog shit when you dock it, and causing some weird kind of motion sickness aspects. I think that is sort of realizing that you're going from the C buttons to a joystick or hitting the like one of the triggers to be like, okay, cool. Well, that's something that might need to change.
I wonder if that was updated for the... What was the DS? How did the Super Mario 64
remake
for the DS? Yeah,
like
I suppose that would be
a remake.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Because they added different characters.
Yeah, you could play as Wario in that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, it's the good one.
Yeah. So
everyone remembers it as the good one because you could play as Wario.
Well, yeah, everyone
but loves
it.
But also, you can play as famous Woosh. Yoshi's not in it. Never mind. Continue.
Yes, he is, isn't he?
Isn't Mario, Luigi, Peach, and...
No, it's Mario, Luigi, Wowser, Yoshi.
Wowza.
You can play...
Wowser!
Wowser! That's what Jackson said when he saw Wario was the playable character.
Wowser!
Super Wowser 64, baby. Yeah.
So yeah, in terms of what I expected from it, I guess I expected an old game, but I expected a playable old game.
Well, that's fair. That's fair. I'm excited to give it a try and see if I find any of it frustrating. Because even though I did play it a lot as a kid, well, I actually didn't play it a lot as a kid. I just watched people play it. Like, I don't have that much nostalgia for it. But I'll be interested to see how it does. I had way more nostalgia for Super Mario Galaxy at the end of the day. And
that's fair.
Yeah.
And I think, again, if it was like the price point was like $30 cheaper, like anything like 50 and under, like Australian, I would be like, oh yeah, whatever. It's they're kind of just shitting this out to be like, hey, here's three things that we did enjoy. Go have fun. But they're putting it at like $80, and I think that's a bit rich. And also this kind of concept of like, hey, it's only available for a limited time, which is driving people to kind of realize that they all think that there's a limited kind of like stock of it. So it's kind of like, oh no, we need to go buy it now before, you know, it's no longer available. I think there's also a bit of a dog act. So
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I think
that's
it's
fine.
Good.
You can like that.
I wish Nintendo came to my house and just once a month took one of my things and said, you have to pay me $10 to give it back.
Which every game was only available for a day.
Yeah.
That would be my dream.
There's too many video games.
And it caught fire when after that day. Okay. And you burned your house down. That would be cool for me. I would be like, that's sick, Nintendo.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, you Bowser. Okay. Thanks you very much.
Okay. One thing that
is... see who the bottoms of this podcast are. That's cool.
Yeah. Right. I would like Nintendo to top me, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Jack's... Zammit's angry that a 20-year-old game confused his old man brain and he's trying to mock us.
It didn't confuse me. This is what I kind of want to get across here. It's not about it being confusing. It's about it that it is a direct port, and that it costs $80.
Yet three games.
Yeah, I think that's fine for me. But hey, you're welcome to your own opinion. You're entitled.
If I had just played, maybe if I played the other two, I'd have a different opinion. But currently, I'm like, oh great, I just even $80 for two fine games. It's just. I don't know. It just, that to me just reeks of my, like, you know, kind of greedy.
That's fine. Yeah, you can have that opinion. I don't care.
Really, I'm excited to see what happens at the end of March, because I wonder if there is a reason. Like, I wonder if Nintendo will be like, it's only available for this because we're about to do this. Or if the games become available separately after that, or like, what's going on.
Yeah.
Could they go onto like a virtual console type thing? I was wondering if they might do something like that with some of them. Yeah.
Who knows?
But yeah, so it's less about like the game being completely like unplayable or dog shit for me. It's just more of like the things that are surrounding it. I feel very jaded.
You're really giving Nintendo -5 thumbs.
I am giving Nintendo -5, and like the game, like Mario 64, I'm sure if I kept playing it, I'm like, oh yeah, it's real good and fun.
You don't have to like it. I don't care.
There's a lot of baggage.
You can hate Super Mario 64.
I kind of currently do. Yeah, that's good. That's the thing. It's just
that rolls. Is...
You're used to buying games that only go for 30 minutes and cost $10, so I get it.
Yeah, that is fair. That's a great point.
Yeah.
So
after that, let's just hear a quick word from our sponsor. Funny if it's Nintendo.
Oh, please let it be Nintendo.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.
Thank you, sponsors. And now, episode 101, we're starting a new thing, which is we have a Thumb Cramps inbox. So we're here to answer your email questions and also probably rate your emails out of 5 thumbs, as is Thumb Cramps tradition.
The people have been screaming because they got video game questions and no one's out there to answer them. And now guess what, dirtbags?
We have video game answers.
Yeah, we got them. We'll give them to you.
So you can email us at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com. The email address will be in the episode description. First ever email to just come in hot to the Thumb Cramps inbox is from Tom. subject, punching turtles for food/fun. Great start.
I'm intrigued.
Hey, was wondering if Jackson has played or seen footage of Green Hell, which is a survival game. Like all survival games, it has several hundred flaws. I don't know if all survival games have flaws often.
All of them are perfect, so nice try.
No, flaws is in like double O flaws, not flaws is in AW.
Have you been playing survival games set entirely in office buildings? Office man.
High rise.
Tom then goes on to say that Green Hell is one of the most realistic and challenging ones they've played. It's good because you have to pick leeches off your legs and also you can punch turtles.
Hey, I have seen videos of it. I've seen people play it. I know of it. And every review I've read of it has said this. It's really great. You will give up very early on because the learning curve is so steep. You'll uninstall this game. And I was like, well, that doesn't sound very fun. And I decided not to get it.
Yeah. Hey, that's good.
If a game is hard, if a game does not seem fun from the outset, I'm not willing to put in the money and time. Thank you, no thank you. I love the idea of a survival game set in the Amazon. That sounds great. But every review of it says effectively that, and so I'm like, nah, I'll be all right.
I've had a leech on me in real life, so I don't need to play it in a video game. How was it? Yeah, not good. It was on my eyeball.
Oh, that is bad, dude.
Yeah. It was a little leech, though. Yeah.
Okay. I think the worst place for a leech would be directly on the ring of my anus, because I don't know, I don't know how thin the skin is there or how any of that works. So.
Plus, like it might be embarrassing if it's not clean.
Yeah,
the leech might make fun of you.
Or if I have to go to a doctor about it, the doctor might be like, dude, I'm like, what? It's not very clean down here. And I'd be like, just get rid of the leech. Stop judging
well,
me.
Yeah, as long as you promise to get rid of the filth.
I will. Just hurry up.
So for a first ever email, I guess three thumbs and a knock. Well done.
Yeah. Came in hot. Okay. You know, you knew my interest, so I appreciate that.
Piqued all of our interest by claiming that all survival games have several hundred floors. Floors, yeah. Like building levels.
Either an insane statement or a funny typo. So that's good. Yeah.
And then our next email comes from Riley. Hello, Thumb Cramps. Can we please get a thumb score for the 2003 classic Jak 2 Renegade for the PlayStation 2? This would make me happy whether you've played it or not. Thank you for your time. First of all, Riley, great question.
Yeah. Second of all, I have played and finished Jak 2 Renegade. That game rules came out at the time where video games were like, if you're not open world, you're not a real video game. And it was meant to be a platformer, so this was strange.
Doesn't Jak 2 take place in the video game period of time where everything had to be dark and edgy, otherwise it wasn't cool?
They were like, so we got a regular platformer, Jak and Daxter, okay? It's like you're goofy, jumping around, collecting eggs, whatever. And then they're like, Jak 2 Renegade. It's a dark, gritty future. You get a gun and a skateboard. There were skateboarding levels. There were shooting levels. It rolled. Man, Jak 2, what a game.
How many thumbs, Jackson?
Five thumbs. Incredible.
Five thumbs!
No, you know what? Four thumbs and four thumbs and a knuck, because actually I hated the voice acting of Daxter, the terrible rabbit sidekick. I wish he'd shut up. So, yeah, four thumbs and a knock.
So, I'm going to give that email four thumbs, because it almost made me buy the Jak and Daxter collection for the PlayStation 4 before I realized that it was $85 or something. So, Zamet, absolutely steer clear of that one, because that will upset you. Chuck you to your core.
Yeah, you'll be done. You'll be dead.
I give it two thumbs.
Two thumbs for Jak 2 Renegade?
Yep.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Reminds you of your metal phase when you had long hair. I get it. If you want to email the show...
One thumb. I just saw his... Little beard.
Yeah, it's good.
It's a lot.
It's edgy. I group it in with Prince of Persia: Warrior Within, which also was like.
Wait, hang on a second. Can I play this with Metallica's great album,
Saint Anger?
Saint Anger.
You're allowed to.
If so, then I reckon five.
Well, it's not against the law. You can do that. But yeah, like I was about to say, it reminds me of Prince of Persia: Warrior Within, which was like, hey, remember that fun Sands of Time game? Well, now you've got an evil twin, and also you can behead people, and it's violent.
And
as
you
hell.
Have a gun?
Yeah. No gun in Warrior Within, but swords where you can cut off people's heads.
That's
and
cool.
And I'm pretty sure the soundtrack is very metal, and you're being chased by the devil.
Okay, that sounds pretty cool.
That's interesting. All right.
So if you want to get in contact with the show, email us at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com, or you can find us on Twitter at thumbcrampspod. If you tweet us, we might read it out on the show. Look, pick your poison. Who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
And with all the email thumbs and all the game thumbs, that brings today's thumb score to... Joel Zammett, did you write them down?
Sure did. It actually has 67 thumbs and a nut.
Whoa.
Oh, that's Super Mario 67 and a half.
Yeah. I'm excited for Super Mario 67, where they release, it's what, Super Mario Odyssey, Super Mario Big Time, that's what's coming after Odyssey, and Super Mario Super Mario, which is going to be the last Mario game ever. So get ready for them, because they're going to be... fine. They'll be fine.
Yeah.
Super Mario is marked by a sharp decline in the Mario franchise. Yeah.
They didn't need to make Donkey Kong's ass so thick is the criticisms.
I've never seen Donkey Kong so sexualized in a video game with the criticisms for Super Mario. Yeah.
Including the officially Nintendo licensed XXX Peach porno that came to our digital stores in 2022.
Yeah, it's coming.
Rest in peace, Peaches Untold Tales. You were a horny game I didn't know about until I found out you got served a DMCA. That's so good. Enjoy video game heaven. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
Super Mario, happy 35th birthday to you and all of Italy. Pizza pie.
Hey, thanks for listening. Do us a huge favor and leave a rating and review on whatever platform you're listening to this beautiful podcast on. Also, be sure to check out Sandspence Radio's objectively better gaming podcast, All the Small Games, hosted by Andrew Levins and John Valenzuela, two true professionals.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.